Mike Ducey from Fox 4 sitting in for George this morning. And Mike, we just had that very interesting segment on genetic testing and one of the popular companies that's been somewhat controversial, 23andMe. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline as we continue that topic is the CEO of 23andMe's chief competitor. His company is called 24andYou, and his name is Tim, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Tim, Tim Krinkelman-Heimerston?
Yeah, Tim Krinkelman-Heimerston.
Well, good morning, and thank you for the time.
That's my married name.
That's your married name?
Yeah, as well as my name before I was married, too. I don't know why I made that distinction, but yes, thank you.
Well, welcome to the program, and tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, thank you, Craig. We're a new company that synergizes gene outsourcing with a scalable platform solution. Mm-hmm. So we basically cover it all. We test for so many more things than 23andMe. We do over 5,000 individual tests for separate and identifiable things.
Wow, it's pretty broad.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we've done a lot of genetic testing for local media companies there in the Dallas and Fort Worth Metroplex.
Is that true? Wow.
Yeah, and I understand that you have one of our patients there working with you today, Michael Ducey.
Good morning, sir. Yes, Mike Ducey, Fox 4, right here. How are you?
Yes, I have your test results right here.
Oh, your phone's breaking up a little bit there, Tim. I just want to make
sure
you're running.
I'm so terribly sorry. Is that better?
You're good now, yeah.
Okay. You just have to warn me about that.
Okay.
All right, yes, we've got Michael Ducey's test results right here.
But Mike, are you okay with him sharing these?
Or? My life's an open book.
Okay, I can answer that for him because in our agreement, that is part of the fine print that we are allowed to share it on the
national airwaves. Read that a little more closely.
Yeah. Well, Michael, it says here, first off, you tested positive for the spare gene. You're the only company that tests for that.
Thank you. Could have predicted that.
Yeah, other things, interesting items here. It shows here that you went fully bald at the age of 17.
Never mind that. We fixed that.
It also says that you're genetically prone to over vibrato while whistling. Do you mind whistling for us? Is that true? See there?
Oh, that is true.
See, we nailed it. It says here also that you have a 12% chance of redeveloping micropain. So,
redeveloping.
So you did
location being.
You did something about it, or?
Yeah, one little note. We don't use saliva for men. We use semen. And in Mike's test kit, he just requested a regular test tube and said it was a perfect fit. He handwrote that on the. It's a perfect fit.
Fun with genetic testing.
Also, you wanted your ancestry information is kind of interesting here, too, Mike.
Oh, what did that reveal?
It says that you are 20% Irish.
Okay.
30% German.
Right.
10% African American.
Ooh.
7% American African. 3% Caitlyn Jenner. 4% white. 2% blue healer.
And, like Lucy.
And 1% unemployed. I don't know what that means.
Looking into the future.
And I don't know if you have him there now, but we have the test results for Mr. Durham. I guess he works on the program, too.
Dunham.
Yeah, he only tested positive for one thing, and that's chronic diarrhea.
That's like awful.
Massive amounts of it.
That is just terrible to know. I'll pass it along to him.
And, Craig, I know that you've sent in your results, and, wow, boy, your specimen, rather large. Rather large. You sent in a whole bucket's worth. I think we have a lot to work with.
Well, yeah, I didn't know how much you might need.
Well, thank you, and we'll get back to you with your test results.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, bye-bye. There he goes. That's the CEO of 24andYou, Tim Krinkelman-Heimerston.
Wow, I'm 10% African-American.
And 4%?
That explains something.
Okay. 4% blue healer, yeah. Which I think is awesome. All right, it's 8:47 here on the ticket. The NCAA tournament officially cranked up last night.